We were alarmed at the think tank about the degradation of the national economy, which appears at a standstill due to stagnation, due to high cost of living that is making life very difficult for the population, and as a result of high government taxes and fees that are being increased under the regime of the coup d'etat of 21st of October 2021, which prevails until today. The paper is prepared with the perspective that there is a political process that might lead to a new civilian executive, and whose top priority should definitely be addressing the deteriorating security, addressing the deteriorating national economy, and restoring the rule of law in the country. It will be a very challenging task.
In the paper, you talk about the need for a political solution to Sudan's economic crisis. There is a process currently going on to reach a consensus on a civilian authority in Sudan, with the army promising to exit power. What do you make of this political process that's underway, and what needs to be done further?
The political process, of course, occurred because the military, who staged this coup in 2021, October, didn't have a plan on addressing the economic woes of the country or for restoring law and order or the legitimacy of the state and its control over its own resources. That is why we thought that the ongoing political process, in which the military already undertook in a framework agreement, yet to be finalized in a final agreement, they undertook to take themselves out of the political life and any role in running the day-to-day politics of the country.
Your report describes in detail the impact of the October military coup on Sudan's economy and calls it catastrophic. Can you highlight the main consequences of the coup to the Sudanese economy?
The Sudan Transparency and Policy Tracker expert researchers have established that Sudan has lost some $4.6 billion in foreign aid as a direct result of the October 25th, 2021 coup d'etat. And this includes nearly $2.6 billion from the World Bank meant for projects in agriculture, irrigation, energy, and health, as well as about $580 million allocated by foreign donors for the Sudan Family Support Program. So that's a very onerous cost. On top of that, in June 2022, the Paris Club of major creditors countries in Sudan, who among them have a high percentage of Sudan foreign debt, also announced that they were suspending the debt in reaction to the coup d'etat. Now, the economic reform program that was launched under the previous civilian government, that these reforms were, of course, totally derailed. And therefore, all the commitments, all the reform that were agreed to with the international financial institutions basically were thrown off track as of the end of last year, 2022.